Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, dear delegates, members of the UN organizations, observers, ladies and gentlemen. I am today representing the private sector stakeholder consultation group. The group met last March upon invitation by FAO in preparation for this important conference. We agreed key messages for your attention and consideration. The group consists of representatives from the banking and insurance sector, food and seed manufacturers, IT technology, carbon finance services, and the bioenergy sector. Also represented are FAO, IFAD, WFP, the global mechanism of the UNCCD. We initiated a process of consultation on how the public and private sectors can address climate change, food security, and bioenergy. The group looks at the challenges and the nexus between these issues and the potential to build alliances. The group clearly recognizes the role that countries and governments have to play in implementing any measure addressing these challenges. The private sector, acknowledging FAO as a center of excellence and knowledge, encourages it to pursue its important interface role in this area. Allow me to highlight then our key recommendations. I am glad to note that they pick up on some of the views expressed by your excellencies during the conference. Food security, climate change, and bioenergy are linked global issues and require linked and integrated policies at the national and the international level. Policies aiming at only one of these areas can have unwanted consequences in the other area if they fail to recognize and take into consideration their interlinked nature. The private sector, being a diverse group of stakeholders, is part of the solution to the issues of food security, bioenergy, and climate change, and therefore should be proactively involved in the post-2012 negotiations on a new climate change agreement alongside the UN agencies and other stakeholders. We believe that increasing agricultural productivity is a key political objective in a world where fast-growing demand for biomass, for food, energy, and other uses meets limited resources of land and water. This increase in productivity must be achieved in a sustainable manner, making, however, full use of the potential for innovation. In times of multiple demands for biomass, land and water, industry calls on political leaders to define global sustainability criteria for food production as well as the use of agricultural raw material for non-food applications such as biofuels. Technology transfer is one of the pillars of the Bali Roadmap to a post-2012 climate regime, as well as public-private sector collaboration. Technology transfer is critical to sustainable yield improvements, while at the same time important in the context of climate change mitigation and adaptation, and therefore all stakeholders, especially smallholders, should have access to such technologies. And last but not least, in concluding, an investment facility should be initiated for the promotion of climate change mitigation and adaptation projects in the agricultural and rural sectors with the help of the Rome-based UN agencies, and I'm referring to FAO, IFAD, WFP and the Global Mechanism, and involving the private sector. Such a facility should provide technical and financial assistance to combine complementary resources, skills and capacities from all stakeholders while engaging from the start rural communities and the rural poor in the process. The group, Mr. Chairman, intends to continue its consultative process. Thank you for your attention.